Our story begins at the Westside Hospital cafeteria. Marilyn is sitting at a table alone as Dr. Michael Hunt enters. Marilyn stands up to leave, but feels a bit lightheaded.
Oh, I better sit back down.
Excuse me, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks.
I need a doctor here.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples. In the Westside Psych Ward Group Therapy Room, Mandy is talking with Adriana.
Tonight's the night, Adriana.
Tonight's the night for what?
For me to get the hell out of this psych ward.
Oh, brother. Give it up, Mandy. There have been so many escapes from this place that security is skin tight around here.
But I have the secret weapon that works every time in my favor.
And what would that be?
Dan.
Mandy, don't pull Dan into your scheme. He's gotten in enough trouble helping me escape and then escaping on his own.
He's a big guy, Adriana, and I need him to help me overpower the guards and get around the security system.
Well, he's never going to agree to this.
Oh, but Adriana, he already has.
What are you so happy about?
Oh, nothing.
Nurse Grimm?
Adriana, let's not bother Nurse Grimm with our petty argument. Nurse Grimm, we were just discussing the best colors to wear in spring.
At the third floor nurse's station, Marilyn has just returned from seeing a doctor and finds Dr. Hunt waiting for her.
Oh, you didn't have to wait for me.
You passed out in my arms, Ms. Marston. I felt some responsibility for you, so I decided to wait.
That was very kind of you, Dr. Hunt, but I was just lightheaded. It's been hard to keep food down lately. I'll be fine.
Look, call me Michael. We're not lawyer and witness anymore. The Turner Dean case was almost a year ago.
Okay, Michael. Then I suppose I should insist that you call me Marilyn.
Well, I'd love to. You know, you're much more pleasant when you're not grilling me on the witness stand.
You know, I have zero energy right now, so that must have been funny for me to muster some laughter.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Well, I guess it won't be a secret for long, so I might as well tell you. I have cancer, Michael. I'm undergoing chemotherapy right now.
Oh, I'm really sad to hear that.
Oh, it's all right. The prognosis is good. Hopefully the chemo will do the trick. My hair may not be so lucky.
If it's any consolation, Marilyn, I think you look lovely.
Thanks. I really do appreciate the kind words. Now, if you'll just excuse me, I have to make my way home while I can muster the strength to walk out of this place.
Okay, take care. It was good to see you, Marilyn, this time anyway.
Don't make me laugh again. You're going to zap my energy.
I get the feeling that you have the same strange sense of humor that I do. I'll see you around.
Yeah. Maybe.
At Chuck's apartment, Clint has just arrived to see Dara.
Dara, why are you avoiding my calls?
I'm not avoiding your calls, Clint.
And you hardly said two words to me at Lucas's funeral.
It was a funeral, Clint. I wasn't in the mood to chit-chat with you.
I just feel like there's a wall forming between us and you're pulling away. I mean, what am I supposed to do, Dara?
I can't help how I feel, Clint. I'm miserable over Lucas. I'm mad that you seem more concerned about Heidi than me, and upset about everything. I don't know why.
This has been a trying time for everyone. I feel so guilty about punching Lucas on his last night on Earth. I had every reason to be mad at the guy, but I wouldn't have done it if I had known.
That's the whole point, Clint. We don't know. That's what life is. People dying and leaving us.
I know you've been thinking about your mother. I'm sorry about that.
It sucks. I thought I was going to get over it. But then all this tragedy is happening around us.
You'll never totally get over losing her, Darren. It's Heidi.
Let it ring, Clint. Don't you dare answer her call while you're talking to me.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.